What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome to the podcast, Mark Beatty. Welcome back, mate.
It's been a year or two.
Yeah, it's been a little while, hasn't it?
Cheers.
Is that alcoholic?
It is not.
Yeah.
It's a heaps normal.
Mmm. Ah. So we were... You're a fucking lifesaver, dude. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, dude. Last minute.
That's
yeah.
All right. I heard someone let you down. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we even say his name?
Oh, Jared the bisexual.
Yeah.
It's all right, Jared. I got it, man.
I wonder if he's going to start bringing dudes to watch him bomb.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, he shouldn't discriminate, really.
No, he shouldn't.
Well, we're starting cameras.
Oh. Ah, oh, we fucking...
I'm fucking dropping the ball here. Sorry, boys.
Mate.
That's all right.
We're usually in our groove.
I feel like this is Jared's fault.
Yeah, 100%.
He's throwing everything into a tailspin.
Oh, he's the fucking worst. He's the fucking worst. And he sucks.
Did he have
a
good excuse, though?
I'm sick. He woke up sick. Hope he's got COVID, cunt.
He's got AIDS.
Didn't he have that before?
Yeah.
He's been doing a pretty funny joke about that.
He has.
Having AIDS.
COVID joke.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the only compliment I'm giving.
It's the only funny joke. AIDS bit. At least he's writing new material.
Yeah.
How many fucking years did that take him?
Quite a few. Anyway.
Yeah.
Fucking let's do it.
Let's
get into it.
So you're renovating at the moment, Mark?
Yeah. In my work clothes and everything.
Yeah. That's your work clothes.
I'm not getting changed for...
This pod.
No, sorry.
I
just...
I wouldn't.
Had some pizza and I came straight over.
Yeah, don't worry. I didn't shower this morning.
You didn't?
No.
Just that's smoking. What that smell is. It wasn't onions when we were walking up the stairs.
I thought it was the kebab shop.
No, that was my sausage roll.
Oh, nice.
That fucking delicious sausage roll from Vo's Bakery down the road.
Oh, yeah? So, Mark, you're the king of how to not comedy at the moment because you've not been doing much comedy.
I am.
Yeah.
That is very true. It's so appropriate.
Tell us about your ways. How do we get it? How do we go about this? Because I'm addicted. Yeah. I can't stop.
To not do it.
Yeah, yeah, to not comedy.
You start renovating a house, man.
Oh, yeah.
You start a university.
I don't have a... I'm taking a break from that.
All right.
I don't have a back wall on my house, so... I don't know. You just like priorities, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's...
I should stay here and put in extra things, or I could go and talk to people about... Random shit that no one cares about.
Yeah.
And waste 3 hours of my life.
Well, I don't know. 3 hours. Hey? There's no fucking way this
not this. Yeah.
Yeah, doing comedy.
Yeah.
But no, I actually don't even have that excuse because it's at night, right? So I could come in and do a set.
Yeah.
I'm just too tired. That's a shitty excuse.
Have you been renovating all day?
I've been renovating all day.
Have you jumped in the ice bath today?
Nah,
still.
Nah.
I got one today. I've been a slack the past... Probably week. Haven't done one. Got in it today.
I'll bring some short train to your place.
You going to do one?
He's going to get in?
Nice.
Right, yeah.
I had film Luke, it. Had Luke and Elliot pod. In mine the other day.
Yeah.
Not together.
That's just a pity.
That would be funny though.
Both
if you had
them?
Two people in there, because then it'd be like, you get out first. That's how people die.
I'm worried I'll have a heart attack.
No, you won't.
The shock of
well,
it. You can absolutely have a heart attack from ice cream.
Well, that is the one thing that they warn about.
Yeah.
Is cardiovascular problems, if you do have any, which I'm not saying you do, but...
Like, I'm pretty fat.
You're not that fat. You're not going to have a heart attack in a fucking ice bath, fat.
No, you're right. But
do you have
funny
heart issues, though?
Yeah.
You
do? I've got like a weird... I've got like a weird fucking palpitation. It's like a weird... It's a heart murmur, but it's not like a dangerous one.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like... there's like a natural pacemaker in your heart that keeps the tempo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And the way the electricity or the nerve runs around the heart... Mine runs a different way, so my heartbeat sounds different. So every time I go get a physical, they're like, oh, what's wrong with your heart? I'm like, it's all good.
It's just back
so
to
it's
front.
Just,
yeah.
It's just always been like that?
Yeah, it's always been like
okay.
that. Yeah.
You didn't get a shock or anything?
Nah.
Yeah.
No, it was fine. They let me in the military, so couldn't have been that bad.
No.
Yeah.
He's got two dick holes and a backwards heart. A wonder of nature.
It's a pity that both the dick holes don't work. That'd be so much fun to be able to piss two different ways.
Or a nightmare.
Yeah.
You've got to sit down every time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, imagine if it was pointing backwards.
Yeah.
It is fucking...
But if you got into, like, piss porn...
Oh, dude, I'd be a two girls superstar. At
once. Is that a big thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, people love piss.
Yeah, okay.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
There's a fetish for everything these days.
That's far down the line, isn't it, that one?
By the time you get to being pissed on, yeah,
yeah.
You've worn out a lot of senses.
Like, I've been down a lot of streets. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, damn.
Fucking, did you do a gig on Tuesday?
No. I came out to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See my fucking horrific set.
I did see your horrific set, yeah.
You filmed it?
Recorded it. It was... Yeah. I got up there and forgot.
Doing new stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've only, like, done it once before. I couldn't remember my opening bit, which was, like, the one I was excited to do as well. And then I fucked up the date for the show while I was plugging
20th of November.
Yeah. It was the 20th of November. One of my jokes.
When is it? Isn't it soon?
Yeah, yeah, it's like next week.
Yes.
Next Thursday. Ticket sales are...
How they go? This is the 420?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not good?
Not good.
No, don't do that. Ticket sales are great. They're selling out.
They're selling
Getting
out
quick
fast.
While you can.
Yeah.
How many listeners you got on this thing now?
50.
50? Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Are they from, are they local or you
They're
don't
all
know?
Local and they Sydney are. Comics. I think comics just listen to this
because yeah.
It's just too fucking weird for normal people.
Yeah.
Who's going to listen to this shit?
It's a bit niche.
Yeah. Exactly.
Apparently there's a dude from the States listening now. Shout out. He invited
hey,
Bradley Bishop to a shooting range.
Wow.
And Bradley the Bitch Bishop. He's like, nah, man, I'm not going to a shooting range with a stranger. It's like, why not, dude? That'd be fucking sick. What are you talking about? He's like, nah, man, what if they shoot you? Fuck, you're a pussy.
The people that hand you the guns are strangers.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, he could shoot you if he doesn't like the look of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you, where were they going to do this? In the States?
Yeah, he's like, oh.
I think just being in the States is a valid fear. Anyone could shoot you. Really, if you think about it. You don't need to go to a gun range. That's probably the safest place to be in the state.
It is the safest place. It's where everyone's trained to use them.
Yeah.
Walmart's probably not great.
Yeah, I was in the car park of a Walmart and someone pulled a fucking bolt-action rifle out of their boot.
There we go.
And was just like loading it, just like with the slide, just like testing if that worked. And he's like selling a gun out of his boot. To a stranger.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That place is unhinged.
Yeah. I was like 12 at the time. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Welcome.
Yeah.
And then your dad went up and talked to him.
Did he buy the gun?
Yeah, he was there to buy it.
Yeah.
He was taking care of some business while he was over there.
Yeah. Does he have a bakery as well?
Yeah, he does. Dad?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Why don't we become international gun runners?
Oh, like Jonah Hill in that fucking movie. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, fuck yeah. So I'm already fat like Jonah Hill.
No, Jonah Hill's
Didn't
skinny
he get skinny?
Now.
No, he's skinny now. Yeah, you're right. And,
went to therapy, got
but
skinny.
He's still got the big fat head.
Hmm.
And now he's got a crazy homeless man beard. Have you seen
that
too?
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like he murders children.
Wow. I thought he was doing well.
Yeah, he looked pretty... Well, did
he's
you
doing
watch,
well.
Did you watch Stutz?
For a kid killer.
Stutz?
Stutz, no. What's that?
It's that latest thing he's done with the... It's not a movie. It's a, like a collab with his psychiatrist.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty
I
cool.
watched that other dog cool. shit movie he was in for 10 minutes.
Oh, that was bad.
Yeah.
What was it called?
I can't remember.
Yeah, that was really bad.
You People, was it?
Yes.
I don't know.
I reckon it had like a couple, like maybe... One or two good one-liners. And apart from that, it was pretty.
Apparently,
bad.
The only good part of that movie was Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah,
I don't even
yeah,
know
he
about
was
that.
Good.
It was pretty rough.
He wasn't great, but he was all right. Was
yeah,
like, could not watch. That's good getting old.
Speaking of could not watch, let's. This is a good segue to Celeste Barber's special.
So she is a comedian.
I don't know. I turned on Netflix last night. I saw she had a special out. So I was like, just curious. Like, I thought she just did Instagram memes or...
Is she Australian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She blew up during COVID, which is...
Right.
This is what I feel.
I think Butterfield's had a fucking beef with her or something.
Yeah, okay.
She's had a beef with everyone. Yeah. That
Should we jump off this train then?
No.
No.
Fuck that.
No, no. Yeah. I was just sort of curious of like, because she's got a Netflix show as well at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, she's hot. She's doing everything.
God damn.
Yeah, she's in fucking TV shows.
What's
Netflix?
And she did it. And I was like, oh, is she a stand up? And then I was like, well, let's chuck it on. Dude, I'm just going to say she's not.
She's not a stand-up.
She was an actor. So originally was a paramedic in All Saints.
Oh, is she the one that did all the fundraising for the Red Cross over COVID?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I know
she does, like, funny memes where a model will do something.
Yeah.
Like a ridiculous pose, and then she'll put her picture after it, and it'll be her trying to mimic, but it'll look outrageous. They're pretty They're pretty funny.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Give her credit for those. They're very funny. I couldn't watch the stand-up.
Yeah.
No good.
That's like watching Brendan Shaw. You have no business doing it.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't think it was that bad, but it was pretty bad.
I think it's just like actors who get into comedy. I think that's what the issue is.
Yeah, and they just think, oh, how hard can it be? It's like, yeah, pretty hard. It's actually really hard to write good jokes.
Yeah.
I think
it's very hard.
It's very hard.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's why there's only like 100 fucking famous comedians in the world.
Yeah.
Out of how many thousands?
Yeah. That can sit there and entertain you for an hour. Like, that's a skill.
It's insane.
Yeah. It's so much to like strive for. It's like, I want to do an hour. I'm like, if I did an hour, it would fucking suck.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to have to sit through that.
Yeah.
Like, I've maybe got 15 minutes of good material. Maybe. Yeah.
Probably in the
that
same
sort
boat.
Of follows, like, a train of thought.
Yeah, and then it's got to be kind of coherent.
Otherwise, you're just up there doing an hour of, like, disjointed bits that have no direction to them. Like, how do you segue from one thing to another?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best one I've seen is Hamo's hour.
Yeah.
In here the other day, because it's, like, it's all about jail. And he's just, like, he's got good jokes. And it's entertaining the whole way through. Even if you're not, like, laughing, you're like, I'm engaged in the story. So that's a good hour. Like, that's what people should strive to.
Yeah.
Aidan Jones was good, too.
He was good, too, yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, again, followed a topic pretty much the whole way
stuck
throughout.
To it, pretty much.
Even little, if you had jokes that were off,
little detours.
Bring
but
it back.
Yeah, it was all about him being sober. It was good.
Very good show.
Yeah, I'd like... I've got chunks now about certain topics. Like, I've got like 10 minutes on like marriage, and then I've got 10 minutes on like drugs, probably 5 minutes on drugs or whatever.
And you're like, doing a 420 show, you should probably have more.
Yeah, I need at least 10 for that show. I've got a story I'm working on.
Oh, yeah.
But I've got to punch it up, and I haven't practiced it. So I'll probably just abandon
Come to the 420 show. It's going to be good.
It's going to be sick.
It's going to be
Mitch
real good.
Mitch has got heaps of material that he's working on solidly.
I mean, preparing in other ways.
What?
Smoking lots of bongs. He's smoking a lot of bongs.
He's immersing himself in the
material. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad, actually. Should probably take a break.
Yeah.
Nah,
you got
like
a 420 show coming up.
Like that. Blaze it.
How many tickets sold?
Last time I checked, 8.
Nice. Yeah. That's a show.
That's that was a couple of weeks out. So
yeah. That's
actually not bad. Usually you don't sell any tickets until the week of.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Start hammering that promo.
I feel like you need more, though, because stoners are quiet, potentially.
Yeah.
But
a
lot of sin at home looking at the phone. And so there is that. They're a captive audience. They'll be on board.
They'll be on board.
Yeah. They'll be doom scrolling.
Doom scroll.
Hopefully they doom scroll right into our advertisement for the show.
Yeah, they will.
You've been plugging it?
Yeah, trying to put some money against some ads, put about $100 on it. So see if we get a return on that.
Well, how much are the tickets?
$20.
That's very reasonable price, Mitch.
Yeah.
Very reasonable.
You've got to do a video.
You're 100% correct.
Got to do a video.
Yeah.
You can't advertise a show without a video.
Is it just a poster?
Yeah.
Yeah. Poster's good. Like, poster's great.
You could do a little skit, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Guys have done skits
already. What we should do is just like a zany 90s style of just like some fucking stoners sitting around a thing. It's like, oh,
hey, man, want to do a comedy show?
And then someone like jumps out totally from the background. He's like, there's a comedy show on. And then it cuts to like upbeat music. And like, it's like every 90s ad that you've ever seen about rollerblading.
That is cooked enough that people might.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's not enough time, though. It's a week.
No, a week out.
Oh, a week out, is it?
Yeah. Good idea.
You missed it, mate.
Great idea.
Maybe next time.
Are you doing another show as well? Is that happening?
No holds barred. So I've got the green light from James.
Is it no holes or holds?
Holds. No holds barred.
Yeah, I've never seen it spelt before. It's holds.
Yeah, no holds barred. It's a fighting term.
What does it mean?
It's a fighting term.
Right.
No holds are barred from use in the fight.
No holds?
Yeah. Mm. It's basically no rules.
As opposed to no holes barred. And that's a different kind of wrestling.
Every hole's a winner.
Yeah.
I've been working on the design. Yeah.
Get in there. We should wrestle, Mitch. A little bit of wrestling. No holes barred.
You'd be Ken, you'd be Ryu. Yeah.
If we lube up, I'm winning. I'm a slippery Jew.
Little hairless
Even if you lay on top of me, I'll fire out of there like a fucking watermelon seed.
That would be so funny. Both of us in white underpants. Completely Vaseline-ed up.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious, dude. Not gay at all.
Can you do this and then for the promo for this show?
Yeah.
And then at the end go, no, hold, bud.
Oh.
Oh. Someone busts in. Please.
And then just cut to us both smoking bongs at the end. Come to the show. We're going to wrestle. 420 comedy show. Come along.
$20.
It's actually going to be fun.
What date, Mitch? What date?
It's the 20th of the 4th.
There's
18 people coming already, so it's great.
Yeah, let's say it's sold out. It'd be cool to sell out a show here, but I just don't think I've got that kind of pull, unfortunately.
Yeah.
There's like 6 people in Newcastle who know me for comedy.
We got more in Dubbo.
Yeah, we did. We did, didn't we?
We also did a lot of videos.
Yeah.
A lot of videos.
Yeah.
I don't think it was crazy.
Yeah. You reckon the videos helped?
Didn't hurt.
They did something because we got people on the Saturday.
Yeah.
True.
Just fucking ran some ads.
Yeah.
That shit.
Yeah, that's right. You ran them right last minute, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Last minute ads, like, put them up the night before. Because I was, like, just putting the videos out and just like, yeah, people fucking come along.
Well, you said you've still got a week for this show.
Yeah.
Get your undies. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to film it, but.
Undies and Vaseline. It's fucking cheap, mate. We can make this happen. I'm sorry if I get erect
Take two.
Everyone turns up, I'm not even here.
We had a cameo.
Where's Ethan? He's in Melbourne getting therapy. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm working on the design for the poster.
Even if you do just like the poster with like a fucking like music in the background and just do it as a reel.
Yeah, I wanted to for the no holds barred, I wanted to get some crowd work footage and stuff like that from
Joel Pierce.
Yeah, Joel Pierce.
You fucking cunt. Kill yourself. You work in security, how about you secure your fucking teeth? before I knock them down your head.
It's aggressive. It was so aggressive.
What have I missed?
Joel, yeah.
The Neath geek.
Joel's evolved to the point where he wants to get heckled because he wants to murder someone.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then
yeah.
Adam trashed him in the fucking group chat the other day.
Yeah. No one responded. It's still there.
Said that he needs, yeah. I was just going to send our address and just be like, hey, we live here. My room's the front one. Adam's in the middle. I'll leave the back door unlocked.
Well, you were going to do that anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Adam doesn't give a fuck.
Nah, he does not.
I was out the back chatting to him yesterday and I was like, yeah, my old man's got the same issue. It's like there's honesty and then there's brutal honesty.
Yeah.
You fall into the brutal honesty camp when you're just like, I'm just going to say what I fucking think.
Yeah. He does not give a fuck.
Call a spade a spade. Yeah. Which you can't say anymore, but, you know.
Is it a racial slur now?
Apparently, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Learned a club. Call a club a club.
Mm. I call my spade a digger.
With a capital D.
No, I watched a very, it's a digger.
I watched a very old movie last night and they dropped two bombs where I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, I thought.
What was the film?
Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
How good is Shaun of the Dead?
It just sounds so weird coming out of someone's mouth because it's so taboo.
Yeah.
There's a couple. I was like, dated. Oh, whoa. All right. It's 20 years ago.
2004.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You knew that?
It's one of my favourite movies.
Okay.
Yeah. Only for the slurs.
They really catch you off guard, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the old people.
They did Hot Fuzz as well. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I fucking love that Shaun of the Dead movie. I probably watch that as much as I've watched Fight Club. And I've watched Fight Club an autistic number of times.
Yeah, fair I watched enough. It quite a few times. Yeah. Maybe 20.
Yeah.
I've probably done 10.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Because it's just like that you notice something different every time you watch it. And it's one of those
for
movies.
For the first, like, five. And then you're just watching it for the fucking.
But if you smoke bongs, you forget.
Oh, so. Yeah. You take mushrooms and.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, actually.
Nah, it's a bad idea.
Watching Fight Club on mushrooms?
Yeah. You'd probably end up starting a fight club.
Yeah.
These guys are onto something.
Yeah. And to reconnect to my masculinity.
No, I'll start a fuck club.
Yeah.
First rule of fuck club is you tell everyone about fuck club because we want people to come.
The second rule of fuck club is that you have to fuck.
Yeah. Your first time, you have to fuck.
No holes barred. None.
No condoms, no lube.
Hardcore. We're just fucking on this piece of cardboard in this basement.
You don't know where I've been, Lou. Just fucking Lou in the ass.
Oh, my God.
That's a good skit.
That's great. He just fucking fucks Lou. Oh, God. Oh, God. You don't know where I've been, Lou.
All right, you can use the basement. that's disgusting. Don't you love comedy, Mark? Isn't it great?
Yeah, I don't know why I've stayed away so long.
couldn't possibly.
It's like rolling around in the mud is what it's like. So when you feel too clean, you're like, I need to go and get dirty.
Yeah, get some mud between your toes.
Yeah.
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 Just let a bit of it out.
Yeah.
So you were saying Benny walked some people last night.
I wasn't going to throw him under the bus on the pod.
It's all right.
Yeah, he did. Right.
Yeah.
He went a bit hard in the paint. He knew it.
Yeah.
He knew it.
We all do it.
He was like, it's a bit rusty tonight. And I was like, yeah, and you fucking said a lot of dark shit. Back to back.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, after Bradley's set, like, he was going a bit hard on the Irwins, as he does, as he likes to do.
Yep.
And that was going well. But then I think they were just like, they thought that that was the end of the set, like that was the closer. And then he was like, oh, one more. And then they were like, oh, okay. So it ended a bit weird. But he had a great set, apart from that. And Sam Kisajukian fucking destroyed the place.
Did he MC?
No, he headlined.
headlined.
Yeah, yeah. It was Jack. I keep thinking Jack Drews because that's like some Melbourne comic. It's Jack. Fuck, I can't remember his name. I only met him once last night. Very good MC, like very smooth. Like he's been doing it a while.
Nice.
He was a good MC, but yeah, at the end, like because there was a lot of dark jokes last night. And Elliot was kind of silly, and he did well because he had like he's got that silly streak. But Sam at the end, like he's got a bit of that silliness in his set as well, but also like fucking mentally weird, like strange ideas and shit. And the crowd was like pretty clever. So yeah, he was talking
did
about
well.
He does this bit about fucking lockdown, like you had to be like mentally ill or exercising or teaching someone to exercise or something to go outside. And he got fined for his bins, and then he like does this joke. I won't ruin it, but yeah, it's fucking so good, and it fucking lit the place up.
Yeah,
it's
that's like, cool.
Holy shit, so good. Because it's super silly as well, and they were like, and then after Ben's super dark, like it just goes like super
contrast.
Silly. The contrast was just like there. I was just like, okay, if Ben puts more of that sort of like relief in his set,
yeah,
instead of just being like heavy the whole time, like have a bit of like fucking. It's like
some
tension
silly.
And release, but like, yeah, if you're like doing dark punchline after like super like, and Joel's the same where it's just like, oh my God.
Like, yeah.
You're getting groans from the crowd, but like people are laughing, but it's like, oh, there's only so many of them they can handle.
They get used to the formula too.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we know this is going dark.
Yeah. And if you're doing your own thing, like your own show, and they're there for that and just that, and they know what they've signed up for. It's like completely different expectations. So they're there and they're keen for that. And they're just like, yeah, let's fucking give that to me. Like they want that the whole time, which is why he works heaps good with Isaac. Because he's doing the same, like they're there to see that. And Ben's exactly in the same vein.
Yeah.
Of like jokes that you're just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're the funnest jokes to do, though.
Oh, fuck yeah. But yeah, it's a different room. Like, you've got to be able to fucking be flexible.
Yeah.
As much as just like, I just want to do my fucking art and my thing, and comedy's subjective, and fucking people should, if they don't like it, leave. And it's like, well, that's what fucking six people did last night.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we don't like this.
They walked like during bunch, set?
At the end of his set, yeah, a bunch of people got up and were just like, fuck, I can't.
Which is dumb, because it's already over. You might as well hang around for the next act, see if it gets better.
I guess they're being polite. They don't want to leave in the middle
during,
of it. But
yeah, don't want to disrupt the room.
Yeah.
It's like crazy to be like, all right, this is the 7 minutes that's going to make me walk out after I've spent money on a ticket as well.
Mm.
I don't understand it. It's like you've sat there the whole night.
Well, some people can't handle those things. Like,
yeah.
I got in shit a couple of Wednesdays ago at the Stag. Doing some new bits.
Mm.
Did the new bit on the ice bath. Did a bit on intrusive thoughts.
Yep.
And how...
I could go anywhere.
Oh, it does. It gets racist.
It's racist.
It's very racist. Turns into an Indian accent. It's,
oh,
yeah, it's,
wow. Yeah, it's good insane. Luck with that.
Yeah, yeah. I need to change that. And then I did a bit on my dad getting a colonoscopy. Guess which one out of those three upset a gentleman in the crowd a lot?
Was it an elderly gentleman?
Nah.
I was going to say the colonoscopy.
Sort of old, like late mid-50s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not heaps old, but yeah, colonoscopy joke.
Yeah. Fucking. He's like, these kids can get offended at shit. I'm going to do it too.
Yeah, he was having a go.
Yeah.
He had a crack at you?
Yeah, during the middle of my set.
Oh, really?
He's like, heckled. I don't find that funny.
Well, that's because you're a bitch.
And I was like...
That's what I would have said straight back.
What was it about? What were you talking about when you guys see Dad?
I'll do the bit, basically.
Yeah, do the bit.
I'm like...
I need to hear some comedy.
My dad, getting older, for his birthday, got a colonoscopy. Like, that fucking sucks. Like, happy birthday, we need to look inside your asshole.
Yeah.
I'll just skip straight to the, he had a twilight sedation, so you're not really awake, you're not really asleep, someone's trying to jam something in your ass, so now he knows how mum feels. Classic line.
It's great.
Oh my God.
It's great.
Gotta leave a bit of a pause before that.
Yeah.
So people are like, what's he, what's he gonna say?
Oh my God.
And then I go, He wakes up in the middle of it. This is true. He told me this. He wakes up in the middle of it and goes, well, at least I know I'm not gay. Says this to the nurse. And I'm like, that's insane.
That's a crazy thing to say.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's the first thing he said.
And I'm saying this. I'm like, that's so funny. It's hilarious. And then this guy's like, I don't find it funny. I'm like, but what do you mean? He's like, that's not funny. Like, I've had, like, multiple colonoscopies.
He's had some issues.
But
right?
I think he was so drunk that he was confusing the word colonoscopy with colostomy.
Oh.
Because he showed me scar, and I think he had, like, the bag and all that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's, like, a bit more, like, of a fucking serious medical thing than just getting a camera in your ass. So I think he might have had a colonoscopy, and then from that they're like, your assholes, your intestines are fucked.
Yeah.
We need to do surgery, you're going to have a colostomy bag. But he didn't have the bag on at the time. Which would have been funny.
It would have been hilarious.
He just shows me, you're a shitbag like this. Fair call.
It's just whatever people are going through, eh?
Yeah, so like that was his at the time.
Oh, that's about me. It's like, no, it's not.
He was literally in the smoking area. I wasn't there for this, but Maddie saw him being like, you can't do this anymore. And he's doing like a Hitler salute in the smoking area, being like, yeah, fucking PC's gone too far. I can't fucking do this anymore. Here, Melbourne's trying to ban
there you
this.
Go. There
also,
you go.
I'm very upset about this colonoscopy joke because
it was
I've
about
had
me.
One. Yeah. It's like, well, fuck. Either all of it's okay or none of it is.
Yep.
Shut the fuck up. And I was a bit mean. I got angry. I was like, I just was like, I've had cameras in my ass before. So I feel like I can do the joke. And I was like, does everyone else agree that I can do the joke? And everyone's like, yeah. And he's like,
yes, that's fucking totally personal. It wasn't like,
yeah,
one
round
or two
of applause.
People.
And I was like, I'm not even going to finish it. I fucking got off the stage. I was just dirty.
That handled him then, surely.
Well, he came up and apologized afterwards.
Yeah, it would have. You made him sound a bit silly.
Yeah.
Publicly. Yeah.
He
shamed him.
Showed me his scar.
Funny that, when you yell out at a comedian who talks for a living and they fucking make you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Who'd have thunk it?
Man, crazy. I never thought, out of all the jokes I've done,
I know,
that a shitbag joke.
Yeah, and it's not even, it's not bad. It's like, that's...
And then at the end of the night, they played the game of at the Stag, like the improv game. And then it quickly just became all about colonoscopies. And the guy left.
He just turned it on him.
Yeah. It was savage. I think Maddie was steering that ship. She was just like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Just went hard on him.
Just tore him apart. I was like, thank you.
That's very fuck good. Him. He's a Nazi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a Nazi who, yeah. He's a Nazi shitbag.
Yeah.
It's weird where people draw their lines, eh?
Oh,
he's a Nazi pussy. Honestly, it's a pussy move. Yelling out, getting offended at anything. Get offended at anything, you're a bitch.
I don't get offended at things that are terrible to me because I use humor to fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I deal with trauma.
Yeah.
That's comedy, is like traumatic thing plus time, fucking comedy.
Hmm.
Otherwise, you're just sitting in it. Just
and they can tell when it's not enough time.
Oh, yeah. I tried to do bits where it's not enough time. They're like,
give it another year.
This is a bit raw, mate. This is just therapy at this point.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You're not ready.
I just want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going up on stage the night of a breakup, talking about the breakup, you'll see that sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Although I did go up on stage the day...
You and Chaz broke up?
No, it wasn't that day, but it was when she came around and was like, oh, I've been fucking some other guy and... And then I went to the brothel and had a terrible experience. Like I went.
Yeah, you showed her.
I remember this.
Yeah.
Was that at the Star?
No, it was here.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, it was here. It's like I came in early. I didn't come at all. Not that joke. But I came into the club early. And Elliot and Luke were here, and I was like, I just did the worst thing. They're like, what did you do? And I was like, I just went to the brothel, couldn't get an erection, and I paid $170 for, like, the worst, stinkiest pussy that I've ever experienced. So it was horrific. They're like, why? And I'm like, because of this. And they're like, yeah, that sucks. And I'm like, I'm going to talk about it tonight. And yeah, it fucking went great.
Yeah.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, I recorded it. I wish I filmed it.
Yeah.
I just recorded it in my pocket.
And then did you try and do it again?
Yeah, yeah. Did I sort of like boiled it down to like bits and stuff instead of like the story as itself. If I ever did like an hour, I would do the whole thing again.
Yeah. Because you can pad it out.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's when it's real and it's like something, this happened to me today and I'm telling you guys this story. That works. But if you have to like work up that those feelings again.
Yeah.
You can't do it the same way as like on the day.
No,
you know what I mean?
It's not genuine. It's
well,
like
you
that,
have to go back and like reflect on it and be like, okay, now.
You're not going to dig up the same emotions though, really.
No, you won't. So you can't do it on stage with those emotions as you would do regularly. So
yeah,
I need to look back on it and go like, all right, let's unpack it.
Yeah.
What the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah.
This is actually way funnier now.
Yeah.
And I'll probably get more angles on it and more like, what the Yeah, because you can actually have a think about it and go, like, yeah. That was one of the most retarded things I've ever done.
Yeah.
Felt right at the time.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm making some good decisions. If she can get frivolous dick, I'm going to pay for some frivolous pussy. I can get it too. But men have to pay for it.
That's such an evil thing to do to someone as well. Seriously. Looking back on that whole situation, she's just come to your house.
Unannounced.
Unannounced. Rinsed you about how much of a terrible person you are, which I mean, granted, you are.
She's got some points. Yeah,
she was making good points. But then to be like, also, I'm fucking other people. Like, just to like, just twist the knife.
Yeah, it was more of a retort because I was like, well, while you're here, like, are we fucking? Because if we're not, go away.
Yeah.
She's like, you wouldn't want to anyway. And I'm like, I don't care. She's like, I'm fucking other people. I'm like, I don't care. I kind of care, but I don't really care. I don't. Well, like, at the time, I didn't care. I was like, I don't care.
On the brothel. On the way to the brothel, you're like, I don't care. I don't care at all.
Yeah. That's why I'm going to the brothel.
Yeah.
That's why my dick works.
I just let it behind me. Yeah. And then when you got to the club, you're like, telling people about it. I'm like, I don't care.
I don't care.
No reason why my penis wasn't working. It was because of the smell, not because of the fucking trauma.
So are you crying back there? No. It's just like runny eyes. Like,
are tears extra on top? I don't know.
Oh, dude.
It should be. It's probably a lot of dudes crying there.
Oh, 100%. How many dudes just go there, pay to just talk and not fuck?
Isn't that a thing in like Japan?
Yeah, maybe. A lot of that, getting paid to just have conversations and like socialise.
They're paying like huge money too.
The hourly rate for a psychologist is the same for half an hour at the broth.
Really?
Mm. 170 an hour for a psychologist.
Is that how much a psychologist
170
is?
170 to 200.
Fuck, you got to finish that degree, brother.
Yeah, 190, I think.
Yeah, 190, so.
Pretty standard.
You go.
240 odd for a clinical.
Yeah. Yeah, the clinical's a little bit more expensive.
But it's pretty, it's pretty intense work, sitting there just
letting
someone unload on you for like 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah.
Pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Sounds gay.
One person up
sounds gay.
Letting someone unload on you. Just copping it.
Copping it from all angles.
Yeah, just miserable men.
Yeah, pretty much, from what I hear. Yeah.
I put my the one before, the one I've got now, the one before, man, I put him through it. It was fucking...
You did?
Yeah, dude, so much work. Yeah, so much work, dude.
That's why they get paid a lot, because they're just like, holy fuck.
Yeah. When I was in and out of hospital and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
it was like fucking 2 weeks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was like fucking suicide watching shit.
Yeah.
It was wild. Like, fuck, dude. Thank you. Shout out to Tommy. The legend. Tommy
Boy. they're in the trenches, that's for sure. Like,
yeah. Well, he was...
I don't even know if I'm going to go through, like, finish it, but...
Yeah.
More and more we're talking about it right now, I'm like, this sounds fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're going into bat, for sure. Yeah.
Well, he was ex-military as well, so that's why, like, he and I got along really well.
Why don't you just do, like, a fucking... Become, like, one of those yoga breathless expedition dudes.
Yeah, and just charge one-third of a ticket
around your neck. Couple of fucking wooden beads, grow your hair out, you've already got the beard, you got the ice bath, Buy a couple of more of those suckers.
Well, you do. What else do we need?
You just need a fucking venue. You hire that bitch out. You play the pan flute for half an hour.
Oh, you need one of them accordions. The little... You seen those things?
Have you been to one of these? Do you know?
I've been to a similar... It wasn't a breath work. It was a yoga slash something.
Weird way for men to touch women on the chest. You've got to breathe in through your chest and out through your belly, and then they put their hand on the chest.
I haven't. No.
Yeah.
Is that what this is?
That's what I've seen lately. There's one coming to Newcastle. I keep getting ads for it.
Yeah, right.
Probably because I've been on Marketplace looking for ice baths.
The ad was on Marketplace?
Nah, the ad was on, just came up, like, suggested for you.
Yeah, right. Like,
oh, great.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Facebook thinks I'm a fucking dickhead, which I am. But
not that kind of dickhead.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay. I'm just going to buy the fucking bath and get in it. Like, yeah. I'm not going to fucking go to a seminar with 100 other fucking losers and do it one time and be like, yeah, I've done it. I did it once. Yeah, I've done it. Like, what does that do? That doesn't help anything. It's like, yeah, I ate a salad once.
Yeah.
I went to a salad expedition.
Once.
Yeah. One time.
Yeah, that is weird.
I went to a workout expedition. I did like one set of deadlifts.
Yeah.
Got the correct form. I don't do it anymore, but I need a guru.
I had that. Yeah.
I need a life coach. You could be a life coach.
Oh, don't get me started. On fucking life coaches.
Yep.
How can you boil everyone in this world specializes? How can you just specialize in everything?
Yeah.
Because it's like star signs. It's just vague fucking. You just have to.
Yeah, they
good.
Do like NLP, fucking probably breath work. And
yeah.
It's like, what? They already have these things. They're called psychologists.
Mm.
And you just come in with no skills.
No
treating people for whatever.
Yeah.
With no quals.
Yeah.
It's like, where are you getting your info from?
It's a fucking mad rot. You can get a lot of money doing it.
Yeah, they charge like $250
cash
an
only.
Hour.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, for a life coach.
Yeah.
And they're just reciting things that they read on Google.
It's the same thing as Japan, where they're like, I want like someone to socialize with me and like hang out with me, but they don't want to be that type of loser. So they're like, oh, I'm a big fucking rich go-getter. Who does a lot of cocaine? I'm going to hire this person as my subordinate to like give me recommendations that I can take or leave. It's not like a that weird like I need a person in my life, but they do need a person in their life. But they're like, yeah, I need a life coach. That's what I'm going to go for. That's what I need.
There's a job in in Japan. I saw a Vice video on it. There's a dude who just like hangs out.
He just hangs out.
Like, he doesn't have conversations. He goes, I prefer not to have conversations.
Yeah.
What do you mean? He just hangs out with them.
He's like, all right.
So you pay him?
It's for lonely people who don't have, like, a best friend or someone who will, like, come chill. And
there's a lot of loneliness in Japan.
Yeah.
They're like,
Well, that's what
they're socially autistic, like, really weird people.
Yeah.
And when you go over there and you start chatting to people and they're like, oh, this person's actually, like, talking to me. When you go out to, like, a bar or whatever, there's,
like... Is it weird if you chat to someone?
Very clicky. Very, very clicky. Like, everyone who knows everyone speaks to those people and those people only. Like,
yeah,
if you just go up and talk to someone, they're like, whoa.
That's really weird.
They're like, oh. But then they're happy to practice their English on you, so you get away with that.
Yeah, right.
So you can, like, have conversations with people. But, yeah, if you just stop someone and, like, talk to them, they're like, what the fuck? Like,
that would have been wild for your missus in Japan.
Oh, she hasn't been to Japan.
Oh, hasn't she? I thought you just went to Japan.
No.
He went with his brother.
Yeah.
Hadn't you heard the joke?
Oh, yeah. Weird. I thought recently you stopped over in Japan.
When I flew over, that was the flight to the UK, was like a stopover in Japan for like 8 hours. Yeah.
My bad. Yeah.
So I was getting ramen and Pocari Sweat and fucking all that good shit in the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice.
You just want to get ramen after this?
This one?
Yeah.
Wait.
I
don't know where it is.
It's on Hunter Street.
Oh, it's like 100 metres that way.
The little yellow shop.
It's fucking real good.
I'll get some of that.
Nah. Let's go get some ramen.
What would you get?
Poof. You don't know what you're talking about. Just because you've been to Japan. Right? It's good ramen.
It is good ramen. I'll give you that.
Like, the texture.
Yeah.
Why? Or you just don't want to eat there?
Not what I like.
Okay.
It's
because
like,
you've been to Japan.
Yeah, and they have different types over there. I like a smooth one that's not, like, gritty and grainy when you're drinking it.
Yeah, whereas this one's like a three-day broth.
Listen to this fucking guy.
Three-day broth, man.
Or ramen connoisseur.
They're all three-day broth. They all fucking do it like that over there. But
the fucking... I want to go over to Japan and just do weird shit. Just weird stuff. Just all
sounds
like,
you can just go and be yourself. And that's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, cafes and fucking...
What are these guys that just hang out with people? It's...
They're just in your presence.
Yeah, they're just in your presence. Yeah, and so they'll give one-word answers, yes, no.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's like if... Oh, you want to go get something to eat? Yeah.
So you hire an introvert, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just someone to walk around with so that you're not alone.
Yeah.
So... Because there's a lot of that as well.
Oh, so they walk with you. They're like an escort, basically, but just...
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But without any of the fucking...
Yeah.
But yeah, it was funny. He's sitting there. He's like, so do you like your job? He's like, no. Why do you do it? He's like, it pays well. I'm like, oh, okay. Do you like the people? He's like, when they don't talk to me. He fucking hates people.
And that's what they're all like. People. But they're like, they reach the stage where they're like, fuck, I'm like crippled by loneliness. I need to do something about it. And then they hire this guy and he's like, I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, he's so just hanging out with lonely
who
people.
Who fixes that over there when they're all the same? Like, there's
but how is this fixing the...
It's not.
Dude, let's go be life coaches in Japan.
And we'll have start a bakery. Classes, we'll
bakery, yeah.
Cook some real broth.
Yeah.
We're going to kill it.
We're going to skim the broth.
Do they grow mushrooms there? Surely.
Yeah, shiitake.
Fuck, we're going to do it.
All the mushrooms.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, I know a couple of guys that went over there. They live in Niseko and they make snowboards.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So they just go over there for the season.
Can we start really a comedy club over there?
Yeah. They speak pretty good English.
I could...
What sort of humor?
I could
what
sell,
sort of humor they have, is it?
I could sell my house.
Move to Japan.
Move to Japan, start a comedy club, and do life coaching.
Sounds like a good idea. Or you can just do the silent version. Just sit with them.
Oh, that too.
Could you do that,
You could be just that friend who just follows people around, says nothing, they feed you.
Yeah, but I add my own special style, which is a weird stare.
Yeah.
The whole time.
They're like, can we get it without the stare?
Yeah, no. The stairs. Yeah.
Comes with Mitch.
Yeah.
Fuck, I just realised I don't even know the Japanese word for no, because they never use it. That sounded a bit rapey. My bad.
Well, it's hard to say no when they're all asleep.
What is no in Japanese? I don't know.
I've been getting into Mongolian throat singing too.
No, you haven't.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good fun. Just wake up first thing in the morning when the voice is still raspy. You can do it.
Can
we have a demo?
I don't know if I can do it right now because it's not first thing in the morning. I'll give it a try.
Can you do it while you play guitar? What?
Yeah, I can't do it right now, but it's like you can do it and you can make your voice just like do crazy things. You ever seen Mongolian throat singing?
I've seen it, yeah.
But I've seen it.
That was not it.
That was not it.
Oh, that's insane.
I can do it first thing in the
just
morning.
Just waking up your wife.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Every morning. Every morning I'll get up. It's just like... Yeah, let me bring up the song. This is
The Who?
No, The Who's good too.
It's Hey Shu. Is this Genghis Khan?
Yeah.
I know this song.
Genghis Khan.
Can you skip to the fucking singing?
It's coming.
That's cool.
So you're going to move to Mongolia? Become a throat singer?
I'll do trips to Mongolia. Hey, 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 hey. It's fucking sick. It's like one of my favourite songs.
It's pretty cool.
It's a fucking tism, man. Tism. Who'd have thought that there would be like a neurological disorder that just made you really interested in weird shit? You're just like, trains. You're just like...
Yeah. Have you been writing anything, Mark? typing in?
Not writing, just like jotting down things that come into my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not actively
writing. What crazy thoughts have you been having?
Oh, I'll have to get them out of my phone.
Whip them out. I got one I was doing the other night. I was like, it's nice when you're young, you want to, like, actually, I'll just go to the punchline. The punchline's like, it's nice when you get older to fall asleep together at the same time. Like, when you're younger, you want to come together at the same time.
Goals change.
But when the goals have changed, I'm like, if I can get to sleep before this bitch starts snoring, we're good.
Yeah. That's relatable, for sure. Yeah.
That's all I had this week.
Yeah, I was high. The word dyslexia. It's funny that they named a word to describe, like, people who can't spell.
Yeah.
But dyslexia is really hard to spell.
It's really hard to spell. Yeah, like, it could have been a lot easier.
Yeah. Would have been way easier. Yeah, trying to write the story about how I used to always go around to Ethan's and just fuck with him when he was high. Like, just get drunk, obnoxious, just be a cunt. And, like, when I finally smoked weed for the first time, Ethan's just like, I'm going to get this cunt. And just, like, he had this giant bong, like a fucking didgeridoo bong. It was huge. With, like, the percolator or whatever the fuck it is, the extra chamber.
I wasn't fucking about.
Understand?
It was like, yeah.
This is the first time you did it.
Yeah, there was like two bongs in one.
I had a bong that broke and then I attached it to another glass bong of equal size. And these are bongs that are like 2 foot tall. So it was like 4 foot of like stem into a full glass thing with like one percolator, like a second chamber that you filled with water. And then off that was the cone piece.
Yeah.
Like the glassy. So it was like double filtered.
Does that make it more potent?
No.
It's just smoother.
It's just a stupid, ridiculous thing to have.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I've been smoking weed so much that I'm smoking out of a 4 foot bong with double percolators.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just doing half an ounce a week.
Yeah.
Right.
Fucking retarded.
And then, so he's packed this. It's like one of the glass cone pieces as well. So it's like three times the size of a normal cone piece and just packed it tight. And I remember I was pulling for like 30 seconds.
Hmm.
It was crazy.
It's longer than he usually pulls for.
Yeah.
Hey.
And then I've just like gone immediately to space. Just like, it just felt like I was on a giant merry-go-round. And I'd never been so relaxed in my life. I'm always like tense and stuff like that. And I relaxed so much that I thought I shit myself. And I'm sitting there with, like, you know how you get panicked, like you get paranoid, like there's boogers on your nose? I got paranoid that I'd shit myself.
Yeah,
so I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh no, everyone's going to smell it. And I'm like, and like, I'm in my own head just having this conversation.
That doesn't sound relaxed.
Meanwhile, my heart rate is like 120, 130 beats a minute. It's like going off the fucking rocker. I said, check my chest. Tanya checked it. She's like, holy fuck. I was like, full panic attack, like sweating. And then Ethan opened up the garage door and I immediately thought, fuck, it's the cops. Like, straight away.
This sounds all pretty standard.
Yeah. And then I was like, fuck, I've got to get out of here. I was like, all right, I'm going to go have a shower, guys. Didn't say anything else. Just ran out of the shed and got into the shower. And I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever felt in my life. It's like, because Ethan's parents are rich, so it was a nice shower too. Like, big wide shower head.
Yeah.
Just like, perfect. Opulence. And then I was like, man, it feels good to make noise. So I'm just standing there.
Were
in
you doing
the shower.
Mongolian throat singing at the time?
No, yeah. I wasn't doing Mongolian throat singing. I was, have you seen that episode of The Simpsons where Homer joins a cult and they're going,
isn't that off Wizard of Oz?
Yeah. So I'm standing in the shower going at different pitches all over the place, just going, ooh, wee, oh, ooh, ooh.
Loud as fuck, too. We're in the garage.
Super
and we can hear
loud,
it. We can hear it through like four brick walls.
And I guess you know he's fine, but right?
It's weed. Right. Yeah. Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah. I thought I was going to die.
You can't have too much, can you?
No.
This is my
green out.
Yeah,
green out.
You spew and you fucking pass out. Like, it's fine. It's
safer than booze. You can't have too much booze.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can't have too much comedy. It's not going to kill you.
We should get Bradley to do edibles again before he starts the show. That'll be fun.
So he freaks out.
So he freaks the fuck out.
Can we roast them at the end?
Yeah. He's like, guys, we got to stop the show early because my work might find out about it.
We're in a bit of a beef with the boys over at the Sunday service.
Yeah, the TSS. Okay.
I've been calling it the transsexual service.
Why did the beef start?
It fits. Yeah. It really fits.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just one. Who's the other boy?
The beef started because these meatheads over at the Sunday service.
Who's the second meathead?
It's Taylor Cofftree.
Oh, right. It's two.
Bradley Bishop's mate.
Yeah.
And these boys, they're just... You know, they think that they're men of the Lord, but we know that they're not.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to act all, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's nothing.
They're like the
worse.
Men of the Lord that do the dirty things on the side.
Exactly. You know what I mean? How many kids have they fucked?
Well, I wasn't going to go there.
I don't care.
Maybe. Maybe. We'll find out.
Yeah, we will eventually.
We'll find out what they're up to, those
cheeky little devils. They got some fucking skeletons in their closet.
They say dude a lot. I counted how many times Bradley said dude on a podcast the other day.
Dudes?
Yeah. Yeah, 682.
That's a lot of dudes.
In 1.5 hours. It was fucking crazy.
He's a big fan of dudes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dudes.
That's a lot of dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have exaggerated, but anyway.
If you haven't listened to the Sunday service, it's a very funny podcast with two just huge fucking bitches. Just, just like, Taylor's all right. Taylor can handle it. Taylor was... carrying the podcast. We did a joint podcast. Taylor was carrying it. Bradley needs to work on his ability to take drugs.
And his ability to leave in rape references in the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we said a couple of cool little rape
the word
jokes.
Rape, you know, rape's just a word.
Yeah.
Don't act like on it. Yeah. I'm not saying act on it, but fuck.
I'd much rather you say it and not do it than not say it and do it.
Yeah, with all those kids. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Ah.
Well.
So I'm still doing my mass shooting bit.
Yeah?
It's working. It worked like Tuesday night. It worked despite everything that was going on during that set. So I think I've got something there. I wrote a mass shooting bit the day of a mass shooting.
Nice.
Oh, the week before the mass shooting.
Was that intentional?
No.
No, but he manifested.
Oh, the week before.
I wrote the joke the week before and then performed it that Tuesday night, the day it happened.
Yeah, right.
Then
did you know what had happened?
No. I was like, man, this crowd really
did the people
pulled back on me.
Did they?
They knew.
Oh, yeah. I like this.
They
fucking
the news.
Pulled back.
Straight up.
Yeah. And then I misgendered the mass shooter on Tuesday, and everyone went, ooh. And I was like, ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. How dare I misgender this fucking genocidal
child
maniac.
Killer. Yeah. Fuck.
That's a weird line to have.
Yeah. So I had fun towards the end, but at the start, when you're up there and you can't remember your jokes.
What jokes did you forget that you were going to do?
I'm doing that new bit on how it's... good to do gay stuff.
Ah.
Yeah. That's a fun bit. Just like toeing the line of calling myself gay. Just like fucking house six brunch.
Brunch.
It's a pretty good bit.
House six anal bleaching.
Yeah. 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 Talk about the first time I went to a gay club. I wanna add to it. Be like, ladies think you think yous are fans of sucking dick. Like, women think their fans are sucking dick. But how many of them have sawed out a glory hole? Not many. Yeah, exactly.
Like, literally
that's how
sawed it out with a saw.
Yeah. Yeah. How many years walking around with a hole saw?
Yeah,
going
no
into
Kia.
Public bathrooms.
With that sandpaper is, too, because you don't want rough edges when you're done.
Yeah, it'd have to be a hole saw, not a drill bit. Drill bit would be too coarse.
Yeah.
You'd have to get those...
you have to polish the concrete, so to
or
speak.
Or you get those rubber... is it a rubber bung?
Oh, like a grommet or something?
Yeah, grommet. Yeah, grommet.
Yeah, you know a lot about this.
He's thought about it.
I'm writing a bit on it.
I was going to make one.
Yeah, you got to...
I gotta go deep. I gotta do some research, man.
If a job's worth doing, fucking do it properly. Fucking Dulux, mate. Make that fucking holes in that bathroom.
Yeah.
Real nice.
You want them coming back too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's be honest.
It's a good joke because it started out like saying, I grew up homophobic. Everyone's like, ooh.
Ooh, tension.
Homophobes, they're not allowed anymore. And I'm like, yeah. And then I found out it's actually fucking great doing gay stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's like what kicks off the whole bit.
Oh, doing things that gay people do is fun. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I was like, and then talking about like how gay dudes or straight men will do things, will not do anything remotely gay.
Just to stay on that side.
Yeah, it's like you'll even, like, the biggest homophobe is dudes who buy flat whites. You notice that? It's like, oh, I don't, can't have a fucking cappuccino.
That's a tradie thing, yeah, too. But they probably relate, right?
One cappuccino, please.
Yeah,
not for me, it's for the missus.
Stuff. Yeah.
None of that chocolate on there.
Oh, fuck no, mate.
Or when they do order it, it's hilarious to watch.
Yeah.
One mocha, please.
Coming right up, you big poof.
Sorry, what was that? Mocha, please. Just looking around.
Yeah, don't tell the boys.
Which is so insane that, like, any other indulgence, they're like, go hard on it as hard as you can.
Yeah.
Like, eat all the chocolate, drink all the beer.
What else is weird is beer has froth, just like a cappuccino, but they won't drink one.
Yeah.
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 I'll have 32 of those. Huh?
Yeah, if there's froth on your beer, if they don't get the froth, they're fucking mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get froth on the coffee, now I'm mad. Yeah. Like, how does that make any fucking sense?
Yeah.
Froth should be on beer only. I'm fucking mad about it.
Yeah. It's like, man,
it's not the hardest coffee, though, is it? Like, flat white. If you were going to go actually hard, it'd be a
long black. Just
espresso shot.
Espresso.
Yeah.
Double espresso.
Yeah, double espresso or a long black.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
And shelf it.
Yeah, don't drink
it. Just snort it straight up.
You want to be hardcore? Yeah. Pour it straight into your bottles.
Yeah.
I won't fucking drink. Beer bong, double espresso.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a new fun bit I'm working on.
Nice.
Yeah.
It sounds cool.
Yeah, it's a good little premise I got going there, so just got to punch it up.
Let's wrap this bitch up.
Yeah, let's do it.
Take it home and I'll upload it.
As opposed to when I do it, which is... 3 days
when
later.
You upload the project file instead of the export. And
yeah, it took like 4 hours to upload this thing. I'm like, fuck, it doesn't only take that long. Maybe my internet's fucking out. It's like, you uploaded the entire project file, you fuckhead. What are you doing? Why did you save it there? Why did you save the entire project file?
I like how you were ripping on Taylor.
I like how this is my fault.
You were ripping on Brad for not carrying the podcast. Oh, here's you letting the side down.
Oh, dude, I'm the worst.
We know who's driving this ship. We know.
This podcast survives in spite of me.
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't still be young, but it is.
Yeah.
I think at this point everyone's learned how to not comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. At least we're like...
Do you ever go back to like the start, first ones? And how many have you done now?
This would be like 124 or 5.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Have you been back to the first one, see if they got any better?
Oh, yeah, they've gotten better.
They have?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the first one, I shit myself. This is way better.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dead air.
Yeah.
It was just hard to talk.
Yeah.
That's like where you had to... Now I've got the opposite problem. Fucking bulldozing over cunts.
Mm. You've always done that.
Yeah. I'm just bad. It's my...
Yeah, I met Aaron Gox, who was like his hero in comedy. And he just talked over the top of Goxie.
Oh, you had Goxie on?
No, not on here, but like we were just down at the pub after.
Yeah.
You just steamrolled him.
Steamrolled
him. It was good. It was good. He's like my hero in comedy.
That's what people like,
I think. And then had like a super awkward, like, he was like, oh, I'm going to go get a beer. But he didn't like say that.
Yeah.
He went to like, he's just like, all right, he's clearly gone to get a beer. I'm just sitting there. And he just like stands up and walks away. Gets 2 steps, realizes, oh, shit, I just walked away without saying anything to that dude. Looked back at me and I just went, it's all good, man, I get it. And he's just like, he just nodded at me and then just like walked to the bar. I was like, yeah, I get it, dude. He's got the tism.
Yeah. He's on the same wavelength.
Yeah, dude. I get it. I didn't even get offended. Yeah. He's like,
you liked him more because of that.
I was like, it was great. It was a great story. He's like, oh, fuck. Oh, that's all right.
Shout out to Aaron Gox.
Oh, man.
At least he saw enough of you to look back, man.
Like, yeah.
That's something.
Next time he comes to Newcastle, I'm going to try to get him on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. Yeah. That'd be sick.
Yeah. Aaron Gox and Nick Kappa is another one I want to get on.
Mm.
He's like, yeah, those are my two favourite.
Two good dudes.
Two hilarious people.
Two good dudes.
Anywho, that's the fucking podcast. Check us out on Facebook, You're Joking. We don't ever post there. check us out on Mitch Coin Comedian Instagram. I don't ever post there. Ethan. Old Mate Bentley.
If you want the clips and the fucking highlights and video and shit, check out the Patreon for the full episodes on there. We've got some funny shit up. It's like $5 a month.
You get to hear all the slurs.
Yeah. No Bradley editing out certain R words. Not retard. The other one. Anyway, get into it.
Yeah, thanks again for coming on. It.
Mark Beattie.
No worries. See you,
mate. Save the pod, mate. Thank you.
See ya. Thanks,
Jared.
Fuck Jared
Moore, you piece of shit. Bisexual poof.
Hey, big poof.
I can say that. It's good. I can say whatever I want about him being bi. It's fucking fantastic.
See ya.
See ya.